So let's get started and just talk about chatbots, right? And I think Lydia told me that I had actually reviewed some of this earlier on another call, but the importance of it today truly is about where Manatech is going as well. So I want you to listen with intentionality, even though some of this might sound a little Greek to you, because trust me, 6 months ago, 9 months ago, I had no, if you would have asked me what a chatbot was, I'd have no idea. And I just want to, again, reinforce with you, if you don't understand what it is, let me give you a basic understanding. When you go on social media sites, for instance, and you see Eric Worre advertising something, or Facebook, I should say, yeah. Well, they have it on other social media elements as well, but Facebook is the number one place you find it. You'll see Eric Worre pop up something about, he'll start talking about something and you can answer a question, and then he answers it back, you know, and there's a little hesitation to it, so he answers it back. And then you go, basically, somebody else might ask a question, or you might ask another question, and it just carries you through a conversation. And seemingly you're getting, you know, because there's a delay built into the answers, it looks like you're interacting with a live person, leading you down a path to potentially sell you something, market something to you. That is a chatbot. Eric Worre is not interacting with you. It's called a chatbot. It's done automatically. And we've been building those. We built one for the iProduct. We built one for the business model. And my class that I've been training, I've been teaching 40 people how to do that step by step, getting their business Facebook page properly structured. Because you don't want to do these kind of things. If you want to do it from Facebook, you don't want to do it from your personal page. That's your personal information. So don't intrude on that, but build your own business page. So we help people build their business Facebook pages and then start getting posting there with links so that people can jump right into your bot and be basically selling products, signing people up in the business while you sleep at night, which seems to be something very favorable for most of us, I would think, who are in network marketing. That's a dream come true. So chatbots are what they're called, chatbots. And there's a company out there called ManyChat, who is like the leader in the world in chatbots. They were developed by a gentleman who right now, he was at the event. His name is Mikhail Yang, and he's from Russia. And
go Russia!
He has a whole team. He has a whole team of about, I don't know how many. We'll talk about that. But he started back in 2015. So it's really very, very recent. And so I'll just give you a little history of chatbots. In 2015, they kind of started in terms of being on the platforms that we know as social media. Again, the concept of chatbots and using artificial intelligence for selling things or customer service has been around for 20, 30 years, if you look at the history of it. But the idea of using it on social media sites is new. So 2015, this started. Facebook opened Messenger in 2016. Do we all remember that? And Messenger soon kind of took over as a platform. What is the number one reason why Messenger is so popular? I think I trained a lot of you, and if you haven't seen Mark Zuckerberg's article he wrote back in March, there's an article by Zuckerberg, and it's all about how Messenger is the future because privacy is the future. People love privacy, and that's what they love so much about Messenger. So Facebook opened Messenger. Messenger took off and went crazy. ManyChat, which is Mikhail Yang's company, Facebook was issued 1 month after Messenger came out, and that was the spring of 2016. And at that point, everybody was talking about chatbots. It was like the hottest issue out there. And as he went out and tries to raise money, because this thing took off so fast, and whenever you, if you know anything about building a business, when you start a business and people are clamoring for it everywhere, the problem is you can't upscale fast enough unless you have millions of dollars to do that, because he was like, had a partner, and that was it, the two of them. They might have hired, contracted out 3 or 4 other people, but, you know, it was a small group of people. So they desperately needed to, you know, grow their business to meet the demand out there. The investors, they went out looking for investors. No one was interested. So all of a sudden he looked at around at his people. He says, we're just going to be starving artists for the first year or two before we get investors. So MiniChat Pro was released about 2 weeks after Messenger, right? And he raised $1 million, and it allowed him to scale from 3 people to 10 or so in his early stages of building this business. And then he built Flow Builder, and Flow Builder is basically the whole concept of building multiple avenues of how anyone that comes into your chatbot, how they can be fed information depending on what responses they're giving you. So it's just this massive ability. I think, Lydia, did you attach a flow?
Yeah.
I think Lydia actually attached a pretty sophisticated flow to the outline today, so you don't have to be able to read it. You can just see how those flows work, and they're a blast to build. Trust me, people. I know you'll look at it and go, not for me, but anyway, we'll talk more about Manatech's application soon. But the idea there is that they really are fun to build because you can go take people down different paths. You put emojis, you put pictures, you put video clips. I mean, it's really like in our iBot, we have the iBot. In our iChatbot, we have the iVideo, you know, and we have questionnaires. And so you entertain. It's interactive is what it is with your potential customer. So anyway, so Flow Builder, when Flow Builder came out, then everybody fell in love with it. Now it had incredible application across the board. People are jumping on like crazy. And Bessemer Venture as a capital group out of California, gigantic capital group that's, I mean, multi-billionaire venture capital that's just been on top of so many breakthrough companies, names that you had recognized, everyday names we have today. They put in $18 million to help fund MiniChat. So that's how MiniChat came from nowhere, a little guy. And this guy right now, I took a picture. Some of you are on my Facebook page could see a picture of me standing there with Mikhail on the opening night, which was kind of like a social night, and we all were trying to get pictures with him because what a cool guy. And, I mean, he's 30 years old, people, 30 years old. And, of course, a multi-millionaire. But you would never think the guy owned a dime. He is so humble, and all he wants to do is make MiniChat the best for each and every one of you. And the cost of MiniChat today, Lydia, what is it? What do we pay?
It's $10 a month.
It's $10 a month, depending on the amount of leads you have. So it really is dependent on how big you are. And so right now it's $10 a month we pay to have access to building flow builders and all the other unbelievable devices that you can get through the MiniChat. So great, great company. Today, what does MiniChat look like today? Remember how they started just 2016 with 3 people. Now they're at 45 people on the team last year, but now today 90 people. So they're doubling on an annual basis because it's growing that fast. And there were like probably 1,000 people at this conference. It was unbelievable. And these people are just chatbot like addicts. They're building new things and new features all the time. They're tying them into all different aspects of social media sites. So it's really exciting to see how they're expanding and allowing us to have such flexibility. 400,000 Facebook pages connected to MiniChat last year. Now there are 800,000 Facebook business pages connected to MiniChat. 800,000 people are using MiniChat on their business Facebook page. Last year they had 150 million subscribers. Today over 500 million subscribers. So you can see at $10 a month, they're making $5 billion. A month? That's pretty good. What do you think, Lyd? Yeah, I can handle some of that. They're powering 8 billion messages monthly. 8 billion messages monthly go through MiniChat. They crossed over 1 million users, and they are a business application, right? And the people at this conference were from over 40 countries. MiniChat is now in over 170 countries. So, one of the comments Mikhail said is, the problem with a lot of people using it in the United States is the fact that they don't understand they could go out and get into 170 different countries, and they're not doing enough of multiple languages in what their posts are. They need more multiple language type posts so they can attract people all over the world. So we're also looking at that for potentially as we open new countries and the countries that we're already in, it might be the most effective way for you and I to market a sleep product, an eye product, Ambertose, all these other things to foreign countries that we don't have a presence in today. Manatech has a presence, but you and I as associates don't have a business there. This would be a way to open those countries up to us. Zapier announced that ManyChat is the fastest growing app in 2019. That's phenomenal. And Forbes named ManyChat a Cloud 100 rising star. So are we getting the critical importance of ManyChat for all of us at Manatech, for all of us that want to do effective business growth on the biggest vehicle we have today, which is social media sites, right? Biggest vehicle today. How many people are using mobile messaging apps? 2.5 billion people are using messaging apps, not counting the social websites. 87% of smartphone users use mobile messaging apps. So again, this is all aiming a direction of what? A direction saying that private messaging, private, you know, conversations are exactly what people are looking for in social presence. And they're projecting now that there'll be 3 billion users using messaging apps by 2020, just by next year. We're 3 months away. They discussed it kind of like looking at this, digital town squares versus digital living rooms, different channels. If you look at Facebook, Facebook is really a very public place for the most part. If you're posting on Facebook, many people are seeing your posts. It's like a digital town square. In other words, you actually post things because you want many, many people to see them and like them and respond to you. I mean, that's what you're doing. And that's a vehicle of transmitting information and a social platform as well. But the digital, so that's like a digital town square. A digital living room is something that's very private. That's how they distinguish these two. And that's what messaging apps are about. It's about having a private conversation with people. Whatever voice has lost, text has gained. So when you look at what's going on in the telephone era, and they were laughing about these young kids for the most part, 30s, 40s, whatever, they don't talk anymore. They don't want to talk to somebody. They want text. They want, you know, private messaging, texting. That's where the world is today. It's a different world from how we grew up because we didn't have this application available. It's just a change in methodology of communication, and we need to acknowledge it and say, jump on and be a part of it if we're interested in growing our business, other than people who are like the baby boomers that might be more attuned to one-on-one phone calls and phone messaging. This new generation and the generations to come are really tied into the whole text concept, the concept of messaging instead of one-on-one phone calls. So different channels should be used for different goals. And that's really clear for us. Clear for us too as network marketers that we need to adapt and understand the differentiation. People love texting when talking to people. The company's 2019 data, there's a picture I think we attached. If not, we'll get out there. There's a clear trend that, in communication with companies, they show this massive trend upswing of people loving texting. That's their number one preference. And that's what corporate America is going after as well. There you can see a lot of the top marketing people are going after texting with people. They're getting away from even having call centers. You could actually set up customer service centers that are done on ManyChat. So when people, you know, text in, oh, I have a complaint about this, they're right into ManyChat. They get fed into, you know, a chat format, texting back and forth, or at least having people that are doing it as a first step. And they can always feed. What's so cool about the ManyChat application is, you know, when you get into a ManyChat application and you hit a dead end somewhere, that's when you can say, okay, let me send you to a one-on-one conversation with somebody. So you can adapt and have that forwarded, just as we can in prospecting. If we're doing prospecting with ManyChat, we can actually end the text conversation because it hit a dead end and now it's time to, and then you would get a little beep on your phone about, you know, somebody's on your chatbot and you need to call them back. So you can immediately then relate back to your chatbot, see what the conversation's been, and give them a call back and say, hey, I noticed that you were communicating with my business, and you had these questions. This is Mary Jo Hilliker. I'd love to answer them for you. And so you get to take it that direction. So it's just a cool way of, you know, that communication. So when we look at, you know, the way people connect with business always mirrors the way people connect with each other. And that's what's happening in our world today. Texting's number one. So we want to be a part of the number one mechanism for communication. So chat is really the future of marketing. All people are using messenger apps, and it's growing at astronomical rates. It's all interoperable. That's a really cool word. I hadn't really seen that word too often in around. I know it wasn't in my vocabulary, 2 years ago, but it's new terminology. Interoperable just means that, you know, it's like the texting and the chatbots all work. They're all interoperable with Instagram, Facebook, all these different social media devices. So you can cross back and forth, which is awesome because you have so much flexibility in it. iMessage is huge. 55% of the iOS market share in the United States all have iMessage. iMessage is with Shopify, which is growing, you know, off the charts. And many chat will expect to meet with Shopify in terms of developing that in the whole concept of the Shopify. There were a number of speakers at this conference. All this information I'm giving you in this area came from Mikhail Yang, the starter. This is all his initial presentation. I'm only really reviewing with you two of the presentations because we have like 50 pages of notes from the weekend, plus how many pictures of slides, Lydia? 300 and that was the first day. Mm-hmm. 800 pictures Lydia took of all the slides from the different presenters. Pretty phenomenal amount of data. So Shopify's big as well. I mean, that's people love to shop online, and it's just going to continue to do that. RCS, Rich Communication Services, is SMS on steroids. That's a brand new protocol that will replace SMS. That's the projection. RCS is SMS 2.0. It will have video, audio, pics, et cetera. It gives you the ubiquity of SMS and more. RCS is already rolled out in France and UK, and everybody's like, totally all in. So there's something that's out before the United States took it on. July 27, 2019, there's an article that came out, and it said, you know, I think it was about five reasons why chatbots can fail, but it really was more about where we go wrong in building chatbots. So yes, are we totally on top of those reasons, and did we hear about them? Absolutely. And they're just, don't make mistakes in building out your chatbots. So it's critical that you're really clear that chatbots are a preferable method of communication over anything else, and it truly is the future of marketing. Now, the second speaker that we heard at this conference was Mary Smith. And Lydia, the first night that we were there they had a little open party for everybody, you know, open bar and food, like not from like 7 to 9, but from 5 till midnight, right? I mean, it just kept going and going and going. It was pretty crazy. Lots of people there. And Lydia almost fell over. She was gasping when this woman walked in the room. I had no idea who she was. And Lydia said, I need a picture with her. So I went over there and Lydia stood next to her, and we got a picture of, and she said, Mary Jo, this is the queen of Facebook, the queen of Facebook. Now, some of you may have heard of her. I hadn't even heard of her. Obviously, I'm not as active as other people on Facebook, although getting there, but she's incredible. She's brilliant. I mean, she's hired by a lot of people. By the way, Al had a conversation with her, and he's going to be hiring her to do some consulting work. So that's pretty awesome. You can tell that this is something very serious for Manatech. Organic reach was awesome. Facebook came, she talked about the history. You know, we had organic reach is awesome out there. Facebook came along and she said, it totally moved my cheese, right? Today only 1-6% are now reach. So organic reach went down considerably. And she says it was kind of a way of rest in peace, organic reach. Still can use some organic ways today. She's still using some organic ways today herself, but most of it is done in a totally different mechanism, which is including this chatbot. Remember, our audience is always rented on Facebook. Reality is you don't own anything on Facebook. When you develop an email list, guess what? They're your email list. They're on your computer, on your email. You have email connections with them. On Facebook, it's rented, right? You don't own it. So you want to increase your organic reach by just using a little ad dollars. A little bit of ad dollars can really boost your numbers in an incredible way. So she highly suggests that. And again, small dollars to drive the traffic. Mary's method. She outlined that for us. Number one, start with a great piece of content. Live video is absolutely the top piece of content you can put out there. It has 6 times the engagement as video on demand. So know that. Live video, number one piece of content. And you want to let it get organic reach of between 1 to 24 people. Promote with an ad budget, even $1 just to drive traffic, call to action buttons, lifts and organic reach, all sorts of techniques here, and create custom audiences. She said, lookalikes is the secret sauce for sure. And I'm not going to get into developing all that with you, but that's what you're looking for. Video views, website visits, all those things. Creating custom audiences. And then retarget with different content, with special offer, target page to go to, all of those things. So that's her methodology that she uses. And we're going to develop more of that, trust me, in the future, because we're going to be doing trainings and teachings and all that. Facebook ads, she showed one example of Dr. Pete, a detox method. She created a Facebook event. Goal was to get with 20 licensed psychologists and therapists, and she ran a $350 ad budget, and she ended up with 120 licensed psychologists. She says, target the right audiences and you'll have phenomenal results. Target wrong audiences and it'll be a disaster for you. Measure also the right sales goals. It's not about proxy metrics or vanity metrics. It's really about what is your target market? What are the sales goals you're targeting for? The future, what does Mary see as the future? She says it's all about private. Zuckerberg Privacy Manifesto. And did we attach that today to the outline? Zuckerberg's private, yes. From March?
Yes.
It's something that I gave everyone who took my bot class back, in a few months ago. It's also what I led with when I went and approached Manatech about this whole concept of chatbots. I gave them all a copy of that manifesto. I had no idea. It was probably talked about by half of the speakers on stage at this conference, and I had no idea of its prominence in this, online marketing, world. So it's a great article, and again, we made it available to all of you as an attachment. So you want to read that because it really is all about why, the privacy manifesto. Clearly, that's the direction that Mark Zuckerberg sees we're going. By the way, one of the speakers at this conference was, what was that first name? I can't even remember.
Zuckerberg.
Randy Zuckerberg. Sounds like a guy, but it wasn't. It was Mark Zuckerberg's sister. And she was an absolute powerhouse. I mean, incredible woman. She was one of my favorite speakers. But she was awesome. And she's all over chatbots and, social media. And she gave us some insight into, Facebook. She's no longer working at her brother's company. She left and she's developed her own massive company, and by the way, just had her third child. For the women on this call, they had a group of like 6 women in a, what do we call it? A panel discussion. And these women, there was one that was like 24, another one that was like 28. And they talked about how they're using chatbot in their lives to be a stay-at-home mom and how phenomenal it is and how they schedule their days. One woman had 6 children, stay-at-home mom, and she's just knocking it out of the park using chatbots and marketing online. And she talked about how she schedules her day. It's the only way it works. She goes, man, you got to schedule. You got to get that down pat. I mean, it was beautiful to see this incredible empowerment of women to be able to be stay-at-home moms because of chatbot, what it's done for them to allow them to build a business. Some of these women actually left jobs. One was a medical professional, and she just said, enough of this nonsense. I'd rather be home with my kids and I know I can do this. And within 6 months, she was making more money than she ever made at her medical professional job. Isn't that crazy? I mean, crazy stuff. So it's beautiful to watch women really jumping on this everywhere. So everything's going to be going horizontally. Said Chris Cox didn't like encryption. He left the company. Newsfeed officially is over. And so why Privacy Manifesto in March? The shift is really, they had an eye on WeChat forever. I mean, it was just a concept of when was that going to come out, and it eventually came out. And WeChat, how many of you are familiar with WeChat? WeChat is an incredible app that's used all over the world, except the United States doesn't use it very much. Whenever I work with my Brazilians, when I'm, you know, the mission field, and when I communicate with Jairo, our head guy down there, who I work with all the time, sits on the board of directors with me, it's always WeChat, always WeChat. So that concept is, you know, the Western now is trying to copy that. All in one app is WeChat. Everything's there. TikTok is another top app that's coming out of China. So we're seeing some great developments coming out of China that are making a huge difference on how the world's communicating with each other. So it's just, looking at this, what Mary said, this is just an incredibly exciting time to rethink everything in how communication takes place. And again, privacy is number one. So five major takeaways that she gave at the end of her talk, which is something we all need to be aware of and look at. Number one is messaging, because it's private. Messaging is the number one top platform because it is private. And rebuilding as fastest, lightest network, that's what's going on now. Build a social network around it. You want to build a social network around your messaging. And the desktop version is coming as well. Isn't that fun? And again, it talked about the interoperability, which means interaction. We can interact with WhatsApp, and that's coming down the pike. So these are that we need to recognize. Number two, chatbot. She says, in the future, people are not going to care if the answer comes from, in fact, she says, it's happening now, but even we don't care if the answer comes from a person as long as the answer is right. And you're going to be able to control the communication more with a chatbot. This is something that obviously is intriguing to Manatech and to other network marketers, especially in this arena where we have such an intense oversight by, you know, the powers that be in Washington on heal, cure, mitigate. In fact, that was the reason that we just lost another Avocare as a company. If you're familiar with them as a network marketing company, they were huge. They were bigger than Manatech, and they were basically shut down. They went to just pure retail sales and walked out of network marketing in the last 3 months. So a ton of their people were just abandoned. No more network marketing, no more checks in the mail, because they got so annihilated by the federal government on claims that were made. Well, how can you help quash claims? By building chatbots, building a mechanism where you can answer questions about things that doesn't come into heal, cure, mitigate. So it's a huge opportunity to control the message in a very effective way, putting your best possible languaging and allowing every associate to have that best possible languaging. I think it's awesome. I love that idea to be able to build phenomenal chatbots to support everybody in the field. And trust me, as Manatech goes out there and develops this and builds this, we're going to be tapping into the best minds in the field to help us develop that language. So you can feel confident we're not going to take somebody off the street and say, okay, talk about Manatech. It's not going to be a lot of the people in our current marketing department that are going to be doing any of this. It's going to be the field that dictates this language. So that's very exciting. The greatest gains come from these platforms, chatbot, four key areas. She puts the bot into her messenger. WhatsApp will be opening up the chatbot as well. All are shifting to more private conversations, so that's cool. Number three is stories. Privatize these as well. Copied from Snapchat. Both Instagram and Facebook are making this big, huge move in this direction. Stories are growing 15 times faster than content. So we should all do stories like crazy as well. Zuck, that's what she calls them, you know, Zuckerberg, says stories are the future. More ephemeral. Who has time to create content like that when it disappears in 24 hours? Just repurpose it. So understand, why is it we say disappears in 24 hours? Because there are new rules coming out. Facebook is always in control. Zuckerberg has power over all communication on Facebook. One of the recent rules was you can't go out there and sell somebody and be in direct contact with somebody for more than 24 hours. So once 24 hours is up, you can't just keep nailing them and contacting them. And why did they put this rule? This just came out. In fact, I trained on it in our chatbot group. The reason it came out is because they're trying to protect you as a consumer. If you're not saying yes in the first 24 hours, they don't want to let you get pummeled by somebody who keeps pounding on you to buy something. So they're cutting that off. If you do that, if you go out there and market that way on Facebook, you're going to lose your privilege on Facebook. People have been shut down. Sites have been shut down. People have lost their ability to market on Facebook because of that, sometimes only for 6 months or whatever. But you don't want that blip to happen in your business once you get your business up and running. So there's rules that are out there. So what she's saying is that, you know, if the person doesn't respond in 20, and they have little techniques about how you get back to them, you know, after 3 hours, if they don't respond, you go, hey, listen, I saw that you tapped into this. I was wondering, did you just get sidetracked, blah, blah, blah. So there's a way in chatbots where you can put delays in there, and then at the end of 24 hours, you're done. So, but you can reconnect with them. That's what makes chatbots so excellent. You, Mary Jo, you, all of us as network marketers, we don't have to put a calendar together and say, oh my gosh, I have to go back on social media and do this and do this and do this. And here's, I have to get back to this person by 3 o'clock, otherwise she's gone. We build a chatbot that does all that for us and kicks out the person after 24 hours. But we don't kick it out. What Mary's saying is that we're going to capture that and we're just going to repurpose the information and start over. Follow me? So there's a way to repurpose it. The ads and stories never again will they be cheaper. It's unbelievable how inexpensive it is today. Number four, groups create deep and meaningful interactions. Content is king, but engagement is queen. And she rules the house, as Lydia says. Yes, the queen rules the house. So content is, if you just remember that one thing, content is king. You know, everybody says good content, good content, good content. But engagement with the person is what is queen, and she rules the house. Put that little quote somewhere in your office, real high, real large, so you understand what's so incredibly critical. A new Facebook design is also coming out. Custom audiences are coming as well. Create lookalike audience. Those are critical, and I'll do a training on that. I'll probably do some Facebook trainings every Saturday that we have Saturday trainings now, big time, to implement a lot of this stuff for everybody who's interested. Be your best self with testimony groups, right? Privacy gives us freedom to be ourselves. So the cheese is moving. Everybody, Who Moved My Cheese? Remember that great book? If you didn't, I did a book review on it, and it's posted on our website, manatrain.net. But the cheese is moving to have small, meaningful groups, and that's what we need to do. Plus, video is number five. At Facebook, bring the world closer together. Create shared experiences and a sense of belonging through video. That comes from Mark Zuckerberg. Okay? So we want to create shared experiences. How do we do that? Live videos. She says live videos, live videos, live videos. She said the most popular live show on Facebook today is Red Table Talk by Jada Pinkett Smith. And she said vertical videos outperform 4 to 5. Her favorite is wave.video. I've never seen it, but I'm going to be doing a lot of research this week based on everything we learned. 2 months using Wave Video, she saw a 200% increase, 200% increase in her numbers on her Facebook page, 200% increase in 2 months using Wave Video. Use videos, but do not direct links hitched to videos, right? Advice 2020, start with 1,000. This is her advice for everybody for 2020, kicking off. Now, that doesn't mean you wait 2 more months or 3 more months to start. You can start now. Is what? Start with 1,000 of your best fans. Integrate messenger marketing. Embrace Instagram and Facebook, and build community in niche groups. There you go. Top advice from the queen of Facebook, Mary Smith. So take that down. All right. So then we'll close today just with giving you some information. Mikhail Yang, the president of and CEO of ManyChat, he says here's his the areas for which he's most excited. He has 18 changes going into ManyChat right now that are just awesome. The group of people there who just were cheering and hooting and hollering with all the updated changes that they've implemented, which were all based on feedback from the field. But he says what he's most excited about is the lead generation, users passing their info here and at higher rates, bite size. He says number two, commerce, click to messenger ads, stories is the highest, 5 million active, 3 million advertisers daily. And number three, customer service, the backbone to selling, a long-term value critical to everyone. ManyChat does the job there as well. So that's it, people. Hope I didn't overwhelm some of you. Some of you are going, Mary Jo, this is over my head. I agree. I'm not going to tell you that you know, everybody's going to catch on to this the first time around, but I can tell you that it is the future, and it's going to be part of our future at ManyChat for sure. Al Ball is 100% all in. He's about to hire a guy that's going to start putting out bots, a chat bot for our, we have a new product coming out in October, and we hope to have the chat bot built out and ready to go for those of you who want to participate. But we'll do a lot more educational sessions on this. You know, Al knows that we need to educate our field. I think the other important aspect of this for all of you to know as well, when you start developing these things and you can talk a little bit of this language, you don't have to be like, you know, and by far, I don't talk the language well enough yet. I'm just a beginner myself. But the idea is that when you go out there and you start talking to 20 and 30-year-olds, they're going to fall in love with this. This is where they stand. They want to see what we're doing social media-wise because that's where they live. That's where they thrive. And when you can talk chatbots with them and you can show them how to, you know, grow their organic business with chatbots, and I mean, they're going to thrive on that kind of languaging. So we're going to help in every way we can to support you in that. And I'm really excited about this direction. So any questions? Anyone have any questions, issues, anything? Summer, you had chat-botted out, I can tell.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Mary Jo, Leah. So exciting.
Thank you, Mary. And we may be dropping you a call this afternoon because we're putting together a test group and you may be chosen.
Woo! Love it. Hey, and absolutely. Also, I do have a quick question. So I wonder how quick they could do it with ManyChat Plus. Because, you know, when people start to get their name out there or start putting it out there, you know, and you don't know if people from which part of the country are seeking information.
Yep.
So it's hard to get back to them. But how great would that be if Ben with ManyChat Plus understood if we had ManyBot or whatever,
ManyChat,
to start giving people info as soon as they put their name in?
As soon as they put their name in, bingo. But they also are, it has to do with, you know, what are they interested in? We don't tell them, right? We give some exposure out there. Whatever you're exposing them to, somebody puts interest in, think, guess what? They immediately start getting, you know, information and, you know, on whatever that is that they're interested in. There are plenty of applications to it. Let me tell you, Al and I were like brainstorming and it was off the charts. I mean, you can virtually replace the customer service department with ManyChat, with maybe two people who actually take the call when it gets to a position where ManyChat doesn't have the answer, because 90% of the answers in customer service are basically the same kind of answers, whether your product mm-hmm. didn't get to you or blah, blah. You follow me? So
yes.
All of that can be automated with a ManyChat. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool? I mean, it's just, and give people the right answers, and it's not about bad attitudes, and it's not, and if somebody goes, you know, I really want to talk to a customer service rep, guess what? Bingo. ManyChat goes, okay, we'll get you in touch with them in the next three to 5 minutes. We'll have one call you back, right? You see?
Beautiful.
So people can opt out of the ManyChat as well, but most of them won't even know they're dealing with a ManyChat, but that's how you can run a customer service. I mean, there's the applications of this are unbelievable. somebody wants to know about AmberToast, guess what? You send them a mini chat, a chat bot on AmberToast. And they get video and they get, and then they follow up. And if they want to buy,
beautiful,
they go buy now. And guess what you put in there? Your personal webpage. You don't even have to talk to them. Woo!
Love it.
Follow. Now you'll get notice that they just signed up with AmberToast, and you could call them and you could say, hey, listen, I just saw you got our information, our marketing information about AmberToast, and I'm here to support you 100%. So if you want to talk to a real life person and ask any other questions, I'm here to do that. And then you encourage them. You become the encourager, right?
Yes.
Cool. You guys, I don't know how many of you'd like to sign up associates and customers in your sleep. I don't know if that
me
suits you. Anyone else on the call?
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stephen here. I have a product question on AmberToast Life. I'm looking at the supplement facts, and a Slim Stick has 10 grams, and one scoop has 1.7 grams. They appear to be the same formula. Is that right? I mean, what do we tell people?
That's a great question. I don't have the answer to that. So, but
I do, Mary Jo. There's other stuff in it besides AmberToast.
In the Slim Stick.
Yeah, it's heavier because there's other stuff in it. It's not just AmberToast.
Right.
That's why.
Mm.
So the other ingredients in it.
Yeah, the flavoring, it's sweetener. I mean, it tastes the way it does, not because it tastes like AmberToast. It tastes like all the other stuff they put in it.
Right. Yeah, well, and that's one of the things they did. They absolutely made Slim Stick so it had a better flavor. That's one of the main reasons why they went
that direction.
But
that's why it's
direction.
Heavier, and that's why he's asking the question he's asking.
Yeah, but are we shortchanging people on how many grams of AmberToast they're actually getting?
No, they're getting a full day's serving. They're getting basically two
full
scoops.
Full day serving. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Basically, they're getting two scoops of AmberToast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And some other stuff to make it taste good.
Right. So therein lies. Okay, as long as that's my big – and I thought I remember when it first came out that was one of my questions.
Yeah, they marketed it as a full serving, a day's serving of AmberToast, right?
Mm-hmm. So if you bought a tub of AmberToast or you bought the Slim Sticks, you're basically getting the same amount of serving,
if you
right?
got two boxes of Slim Sticks.
Hey,
right?
Two
boxes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is that Michael speaking?
Yeah.
I was under the impression, it's taken me this long to figure out I'm supposed to hit star six. I was under the impression, you're comparing the AmberToast in the tub, the life in the tub, and the life in the sticks, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I understand that there is 4 grams of AmberToast in the stick, but there's only 3 point, I want to say, I had this down at one point, 3.6 or 3.4. There's actually more AmberToast, more Manipul.
Okay. But if you look at the volume of stuff, it looks like there's just more AmberToast in it. Well, there's other stuff in
that
it.
That is
that's
all the other stuff.
Yeah.
That is
right.
all the other stuff. But we are right. getting more AmberToast in the sticks.
Well, that's good to know.
I mean, more Manipul.
Yeah.
More Manipul.
Yep.
That's cool.
And by the way, I just want you to know, Mary Jo, I've always been impressed with you, your ability to speak, your ability to condense information, your ability to present it. It's always blown me away, and it probably always will. I have no idea how your mind works to be able to absorb all this, because I can't even imagine what Paulette is going to do to me when she gets here, and I'm already spinning. Okay. So thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And I know she had a ball and enjoyed so much being with you. So thank you for being such a gracious host.
Right. Thanks. Thank you, Ron. Yes. Paul, we captured his wife for the 3-day event, and she was really blown away as well, equally. And it is a blessing. And I'm glad that I'm coming across that educated, because let me tell you, I felt like a neophyte around those 25-year-olds.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. But just know that, I mean, this is going to be such an incredible shift for us at Manitech, and I think it's going to just breed a whole new generation of us being able to, I call it euthanize our company and euthanize our businesses, as we all know that We had a blast building it, 20, some of us 25, 30 years ago, and now we're getting a chance to build it with people that will take it on and carry us forward for the next 30, 40 years, right? Amen.
Careful
to that.
With that languaging, by the way. I don't like
what, euthanize? Yeah, I know. Every time I say that, I have to go, Y-O-U-T-H. You know? I even presented that to one of the board of directors members, and he was looked at me, and I think Stan Frederick, even, when I met with him, I said, euthanize, with a Y-O-U, and he cracked up. He goes, I like that, Mary Jo. He kind of got a kick out of that concept.
Or U-T-H, either one, but either way, it sounds bad. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. We're not kidding.
Michael, yeah. I've always found the whole organic world to be a little confusing, and I think Mary Jo's using it in a different format. Talking about organic. I'm going, organic what?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway, guys, it'll be fun, and I'm just excited for all of you, and I'm excited for Manatech, and I'm excited to be close enough here to corporate headquarters that I will be on top. I promise you I will be on top of this in a huge way to make it happen. And so, in fact, I have a meeting already scheduled with Al tomorrow. So know that we have a structure of what we want done, when timing on it, and we're going to push forward. And this is a top priority. So, and as I said to Al, I said, you know what? If there are people internally that just aren't going to jump on board, because remember, I presented Chatbot to Al, and he brought people in to see what we had done, because I was training it to about 40 of you people in the field, because I was so bloody excited about it back in March. When I brought it in, and then he had me meet with some of the people came in and they were like, wah, 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 wah. You know, I'm just like, so they walked out of the meeting, and when we shut Al's door, I looked at Al, I go, when are you going to fire those people? That was my first question. And I was like, how can you have people on staff that don't open their eyes to new and different and better ways and more efficient ways for the field to operate? I just don't get it. So, at least one of them's gone, and maybe the other one too soon. So he did do that, but it wasn't because of our conversation necessarily. But the idea is that we need that same attitude internally at Manatech to really grasp onto the new things that are happening out there and support people, all of us, no matter what age we are, to just, you know, do bite sizes. Whatever we can do, that's what we'll do. Okay? So love you guys. Have a great week, and we'll be back next Monday. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, Mary Jo.
You bet.
Let go of my wife.
I'll send her home this afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary Jo.